Rocket and Teresa on Mix 93.3.
Well, good Monday morning, Kansas City. It is a Rocket and Teresa show. Before we get things going, let's acknowledge what happened over the weekend. Hundreds of tornadoes. Teresa, you were pretty close to some of it, weren't you, in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I was in Oklahoma. That's the hardest hit was Sulphur, Oklahoma, which was south of where I was. But yeah, there was four fatalities there. There was also one in Iowa. Lots of devastation. And they're still going through making sure there's no other victims. And then, of course, just Nebraska. There were tornadoes all over the Midwest.
Nebraska.
Lots of flooding here, too.
Yeah. Nebraska, Iowa, Oklahoma, Texas, Illinois. It was just like craziest thing I've ever seen. And then I don't know if it's because of technology or TikTok, but have you noticed how many people were actually outside filming tornadoes?
Yeah, I think the craziest was all of the footage from the one that was up near Omaha, because that one went right across the interstate.
Oh yeah.
And there were some cars that pulled over, but I feel like there were a lot of cars that just kept on driving.
It looked like they sped up. They were going to try to go around it. I would never go toward a tornado.
And then I saw another angle where it was more of like a city view, like, you know, an intersection.
Yes.
And the tornado was like north of the intersection. And you just see these cars going across like, hey, no big deal. Oh, look, there's a tornado just going through the intersection.
Yes, I saw a lady that was from Nebraska was going through looking at all the homes that were around her neighborhood that are gone.
Yes.
And the one thing that was standing, a mailbox.
Ugh.
It's just so
no
weird.
Rhyme or reason. It's whenever you look at that kind of stuff,
yes.
Like to see one house here and then the very house next to it untouched, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, our neighbors are going to need our help. And I guess the best and easiest way is just to go to the American Red Cross.
Yeah, definitely. You just text Red Cross to 90999 and it's an automatic $10 donation.
There you go. So we can do our best to help. I know we have a group here that are going to feed some of the volunteers and people who are left without food.
Salvation Army is also a really good one.
Yep. So take care of our friends. All right. How was everybody's weekend?
Mine was good.
Yeah, it was good, other than the weather.
Yeah.
You know, being in Oklahoma, I didn't sleep all night Tuesday or Saturday.
Well, you're that way. You've always been that way when it comes to weather.
Well, you're it was all cautious. Over me. I mean, it was close to where I was, too.
On Saturday, we got to take my daughter to the zoo. And I love the zoo because every time we go, it's a totally different experience. We just walk in a different direction. And I personally, I am someone that is always rushed. And I'm getting much better at just like, she wants to play on the plaything for a little while. Let her chill. Let her enjoy her life. And then we move on to some animals. I'm just obsessed with the zoo. It was so good. And then we got home right before the rain started. It was like the perfect day, perfect timing.
The zoo is great for little kids.
I would like to know, though, is that because that you're just maturing and learning to relax and enjoy life? Or is it because you were so pregnant, Tara, that you can't move quickly anyways?
Well, I have to be honest. Part of it is being pregnant in that I want her to just feel really happy and that she gets to do whatever she wants right before this other baby comes. But I will say about the Kansas City Zoo, they have so many benches because I can walk all day, but every once in a while I need to sit and bend my back in the other direction.
Right.
And if you have any kind of reason that you need to sit down, the Kansas City Zoo is great. Like, you can walk all day and also take a seat at any moment. It's perfect.
You know, you said something earlier about a three-year-old, and I posted this. It's Power of Positivity is a website I follow.
Yeah.
And one of the comments was, you want to get yourself back into life, hang out with a three-year-old.
They're the best.
And see how much they enjoy it and how life is just, like, right in front of them. Like, every day, every moment, it's like, wow.
The wonder, everything that excites them.
Yes. Yeah.
And all the questions, for sure. They want to know why everything is going on. I remember with my nephews, I always thought 4 was the most fun age. So if 4 is more fun than where we're at right now, I think my heart will just explode. I don't think I'll be able to take it, but I'm willing to give it a try.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to play a little Nas X, and then in a few minutes, we're going to come back with our first look at tabloid.
And of course, we have to talk about the phrase that Travis Kelce used to describe Taylor Swift.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. All right, so there were a lot of tears over the weekend. I'll start by saying happy tears from Swifties over this weekend.
Yeah, because we got to see Travis and Taylor at an event. It wasn't quite the red carpet that we've been hoping for, but it was a really cool event. They actually attended the 15 and Mahomes Foundation Golf Classic and the gala. And if you freeze frame some of the pictures of Travis on the golf course, Taylor's back there watching.
Oh,
it looks like, yeah. But what was really great was when Travis got up on stage and had a last minute auction idea.
I was just talking to my significant other. We might have one other auction item that wasn't on the docket. Has anybody heard of the Eras Tour?
Oh.
might be a fun gig where there are four tickets to the New Orleans, Miami, or Indianapolis dates when the Eras Tour comes back to the United States.
Okay, so many things. First, he referred to her as his significant other, which I feel is more serious than a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was amazing. And those tickets fetched $80,000.
$80,000.
So fun to watch the whole room when they're doing the auction. It's getting higher and higher and higher. And at one point, the auctioneer goes, you know, keep in mind that Taylor Swift is in the room cheering you on right now.
That was one of my favorite. Yes, my favorite moment.
Do we think it's weird, though, that after that event, there was footage of Travis partying without Taylor at a club till 3 a.m.
Nah, she probably had to go to work.
I mean, yeah. If it was me, I would have just gone to bed and my husband would have gone out, but I just thought that was a little interesting.
I look inward when I see this stuff. I could not stop following the hashtags and looking at basically the same video over and over of him walking through the room and grabbing for her hand.
Yep.
That's it. And there's some intellectual part of my brain that's like, Tara, why do you keep looking at this? It's just two people. They're just human beings. They're just walking.
Living their life.
But then there's a bigger part of my brain that's like, I have to see more. They're just regular people out living their lives.
Because we all want to have a big, strong man that leads us through a room, Tara. How many times has my husband just left me because he walks faster than me and I don't even know where he is? You see those golden retriever boyfriends where they're like, my golden retriever boyfriend lost me and then he finds me and is so happy. Well, I'm the golden retriever girlfriend that can't find my husband because he left me. Anyways,
are you tattooed at least? We can tie this back to Taylor.
No,
tattooed golden retriever.
And then finally, Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost, one of my favorites. He's so fun. He roasted President Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday night. And we'll stay away from the politics, but I thought this was a cute moment where he kind of teased his wife, Scarlett Johansson.
I want to thank my wife for enduring lots of jokes and for agreeing to individually meet everyone in this room right after the ceremony. That's really special, honey. Thank you. Don't be shy. Come right up. She hates privacy.
If you could have seen her face during that whole thing, she's like trying to be like, yeah, I'm just going to smile. Don't really come talk to me. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC, locally owned, 4 locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
Trending's about 12 minutes away.
Oh, well, I mean, we got all sorts of stuff going on. I guess we talk about the draft and everything else. I wasn't ready, Rocket.
Good morning, Kansas City. Happy Monday. Benson Boone is coming up next. Hey, don't forget, look, I get it. It's a couple days before payday. This is that time where you look about, oh, crap. I wish I could use some, you know, I had some extra money. How about $1,000?
Yeah, with Mix's $1,000 thank you, I'll give you your first keyword of the day at 7 a.m.
So there were devastating tornadoes all weekend across the Midwest, with the biggest in Nebraska and Sulphur, Oklahoma. If you would like to help, you can just text the Red Cross. Actually, text the words Red Cross to 90999 to give a $10 donation for disaster relief.
It's devastating. And I've mentioned it earlier. Watching it, it's like, is it because of the technology? We were able to see instantly what was going on with these tornadoes. My friend's daughter was there. She goes to college, and she was just showing.
Which one? In Nebraska or Oklahoma?
Yeah, Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And she was like literally outside the house live. I mean, this is like live all over the world. People are watching this.
I saw someone from their hotel room filming a huge tornado, and I was just thinking, take cover. Yes. I would be so scared. I don't think I would think to be recording it.
Yeah, I've never been one of those people that's, I'm like overly cautious. I'm in my basement an hour ahead of time. I'm like, wait, it's two states away. I'm going to get in my basement.
I feel like every Midwest dad, the technique is you go outside and stare at the sky.
Oh, yeah.
If you're in any kind of tornado danger, and all the kids are like, dad, get in the basement. And the dads are like, I'm fine. I could just check this out.
Except, can I tell you, can I give you a word of warning? You should probably organize your basement, because my basement is where everything that goes to die, because it doesn't have a place in my house. And the last time I had to take my kids down there for a tornado, I looked around and realized immediately I've just thrown my kids into a minefield. Like, no joke, because there was so much stuff. I mean, we're talking paint cans and just clutter.
Oh, man.
That's not a safe place to be if a tornado comes through. The Kansas City Chiefs are considering future stadium options. Chief Chairman and CEO Clark Hunt says the options could include building a new stadium for the team, but no timeline for any plans have been announced. He also said that future plans may mean doing things separately from the Royals. Also, did you see where NFL's Commissioner Roger Goodell said that he backs extending the season to 18 games? Which would put Super Bowl weekend on President's Day weekend, giving a lot of people, not us, but giving a lot of you Monday off. That would be amazing.
I mean, I'm
not excited because it doesn't help us.
It doesn't affect us at all.
But it helps a lot of people have a nice Monday morning off after the Super Bowl.
Who in this room always takes the Monday after the Super Bowl off? I can't think of it.
I think it's that guy.
Oh, right there. There he is.
Hey, I use a vacation day for it.
Tara and I, what he doesn't know is that Tara and I already requested the day after the Super Bowl off for 2025.
For the next 3 years.
Yeah, we beat him to it. There you go. Major League Baseball planning on updating. It's much maligned. Basically, have you guys seen all the problems with the new uniforms?
They're see-through?
They're see-through. Apparently, they collect sweat. The lettering is all mixed up, so they said that they're going to get that fixed, but it looks like it won't happen until next season. And finally, a toddler's persistence about monsters in her bedroom led to an unbelievable discovery. The parents thought the kid was just had watched Monsters, Inc. and was having weird nightmares. Then they ended up calling a beekeeper out because they had some problems in their attic. Turns out, in the kid's bedroom, after using a thermal camera, there were 50,000 bees in the wall in the kid's bedroom.
50,000?
So the kid was not crazy. There were little monsters in the wall. They ended up having to knock down the wall. Bees went everywhere, got honey all over the stuff. They cleaned them out. And the end, it was $20,000 in damage.
Oh my gosh.
Yep. That's what's trending on Mix.
Oh, a chance to win $1,000 coming up in about 15 minutes. Hey there, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. It was not a phase.
That's right. It's the second annual Phase Fest coming up Sunday, June 2nd at Legends Field. I want to give you a pair of tickets with trivia. All you have to do is answer one of my many questions correctly. I mentioned this before, but we're talking Boys Like Girls, Senses Fail, Yellow Card, Bayside, 303, and so many more. It's a full festival experience, and if you win these tickets, you'll also be a finalist to possibly win a pair of VIP tickets.
This is a hard ticket to get. Everybody wants to go, but you can win now. Call 816-476-7093. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Kelsey.
Are you ready?
All right, this stereotyped thing happens almost 6,000 times a year. What is it?
I have no idea.
Good try. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Ren.
Here we go, Ren.
The song is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds. What movie is it from?
I don't know.
Good try.
That could be a trick question.
Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, here we go.
Seattle Grace Hospital is the setting for what TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Yes! Good job!
It's been on for 52 seasons.
I thought you were going to say 52 years. You get a pair of tickets to the second annual Phase Fest.
You're excited about the show, yes. I can tell.
I oh my God. Well, I watched the show with my mother before she passed away. I haven't seen it since because issues, right?
Sure.
But I'm so stoked for Phase Fest.
Oh, dude, I'm so happy for you. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. We'll come back and get all your info. All right. Before we play Jack Harlow, let's think about this for a little bit. We all know we're on baby countdown for Tara, right?
Yeah.
We're all just super excited about that. So we want to know if your baby was okay, think about your craving you had when you were pregnant.
Beer.
Okay. So that would be your baby's name.
Just so everybody knows, I haven't indulged in that craving. I just
No. So think about that. What was Trish? I'm trying to think about you because you really didn't have a
cravings.
Craving.
I had aversions. Everything I looked at made me sick.
But so, real quick, Rocket.
Yeah.
Before we switch, can I go through the answers?
Yeah, please. You didn't list the answers.
Okay. The stereotype thing that happens almost 6,000 times a year is mail carriers being attacked by dogs.
Oh, wow.
And then the song Don't You Forget About Me is from The Breakfast Club.
Also featured on Pitch Perfect, though. Just want to point that out.
Okay.
I mean, Breakfast Club is the correct answer, but I'm just saying I wouldn't have been surprised if someone had said Pitch Perfect.
Jack Harlow. Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. Ariana Grande's new song is coming up next. But first, we need to tell you about something. As you know, we have been announcing so many great concerts to Kansas City. I love the fact now that we have so many different venues and places to go. We have a major concert announcement coming up at 8 o'clock.
Like capital M.
Yes.
Major.
And then we will have the first pair of tickets to give away.
Of course we will.
They don't even go on sale until Friday.
I know. This is a big show. 8 a.m. this morning. Make sure you're here, okay? All right, so let's have a little fun. We're going to count down with Tara having her second child, right?
Yes.
And we were just talking about this, that if you had a craving when you were pregnant, and I'm asking you if you have a craving, or when you were pregnant, you know, your family, your wife was pregnant or you were pregnant, what craving did you have? Because that craving is going to be your kid's name. We're having a little fun with this.
So my second daughter would be named Beer.
Beer?
I want you to know I have not indulged in this craving.
Right.
And I don't even know if it's a true pregnancy craving, because I feel like when you get those, you have to scratch that itch or you'll go crazy.
My daughter was Margarita.
Oh my gosh, I just wanted a beer so bad, and I still do.
Do you?
My husband, when we were at the zoo on Saturday, he went to one of those little booths and got a beer, and I just looked at him like, this is so disrespectful. I want that so bad.
So we want to hear from you. Call or text 816-476-7093. It just shows you how different cravings that people have in their lives.
I didn't have very many cravings. I really had more food aversions. I was sick for 9 months with both my kids. But if I had to pick something, I mean, you know my kid's going to be named Taco Bell.
For sure.
Chili True. Cheese burrito. Hey, well, I got chili cheese burrito over here, and this is my other son, Taco Supreme.
But see, that's true. Yeah. I mean, somebody out there's got to have their kid named Vanilla Ice Cream.
Yeah, there's a ton on the text line coming in.
Start reading it.
Okay, Morgan is just like your daughter. She was craving a margarita, but she's 31 weeks, so the countdown is on.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
An incredibly inappropriately unripe plum.
Inappropriately unripe.
That's so funny.
Like teeth damaging crunchy plum.
That's funny. I love it.
Thank you for your honesty. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, my wife wanted grape jelly and celery with my son.
Okay.
And my daughter was red meat.
I will say, during this pregnancy, I'm normally like a turkey chicken kind of gal. Yeah. During this pregnancy, I have wanted beef more.
Got some Thank vampire you. Babies.
That's right.
816-476-7093.
On the text line, Christy said, my craving is sugar-free Jell-O. Now, that would be a cute baby
name. I still
name.
Crave really that now.
Rolls off the tongue. Cynthia said she really wanted Jim Beam when she was pregnant. Ariana wrote, strawberry Fanta. Can't stand them now when not pregnant, but wanted them.
This is my daughter, Fanta.
Fanta, Fanta.
Nickname strawberry.
I got orange and grape. They're twins.
Emily said, potatoes, chocolate ice cream, watermelon, all adorable baby names. Pickles and cottage cheese.
Oh,
Chicky.
That makes me throw up a little bit in my mouth.
Wait, Chicky Tendies. That's a cute nickname. We love Chicky Tendies.
Yeah.
Biscuits and gravy. I craved gas station hot dogs and Wendy's chili. Also, the smell of raw bacon was so good, but I didn't go there. Oh my gosh, these are insane. When I was pregnant, I loved to eat applesauce dipped in Vienna sausages.
Ew. I don't even like a Vienna sausage just by itself, pregnant or not pregnant. Blah.
Laura wrote carbohydrates. That's for sure.
Your kid's name is Carbohydrate.
Yeah, spicy or chicken
carb
sandwich.
For short.
Yeah.
My son would be Sonic, middle name Ice. Sonic Ice. Delicious.
Keep your text coming in, 816-476-7093. Ariana Grande on Mix.
I didn't think you'd understand me. I want every bit of you. Guess I'm selfish.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Trisha show. Earlier, we were playing pretend time because, you know, Tara really could have the baby any day now, right?
She
God
hopes.
Willing.
Yes. So we're just having a little fun. Like, what would be your, what's the craving you had? Because the craving you have now or you had before you had your kids or after your kids, that would be your kid's name.
Yes. And, we have lots of messages coming in on the text line. Tiffany says her child would be named Cheesy Gordita Crunch.
They're the cousins of my kids.
Yes.
Taco Supreme and Chili Cheese Burrito.
They're all friends. This one says Pop-Tarts, Hot Cheetos, my personal favorite.
Yeah.
This person would have two children, one named Ho-Ho and one named Ding-Dong.
Wow. I feel bad for those kids in school.
That is hilarious.
All right. Don't forget, we said this earlier, it's going to happen in about 20 minutes, a little over 20 minutes. We have a concert coming to town, a major announcement. And we have a pair of tickets. It's a show that you do not want to miss out on. All right, coming up after Adele.
The exciting thing that happened to Patrick Mahomes' charity fundraiser over the weekend. And have you ever wanted to squeeze this?
There's a fire starting.
Counting down the minutes to shortly after 8 o'clock, guys. Another major concert announcement. And look, if you think about it, almost everybody's coming to Kansas City. We have a lot of great shows coming. This one is no exception. Of course, we'll have your free tickets.
Going to be huge.
Yeah, we'll paint the town red with Doja Cat coming up. But first, we'll find out what's trending.
Yeah, obviously, devastating tornadoes all over the Midwest all weekend long. The worst was Sulphur, Oklahoma. They actually had several fatalities there. There was one in Iowa as well. Nebraska, it looks like they have nothing life-threatening as far as injuries, but so much devastation just all over the Midwest. I know I was in Oklahoma over the weekend. You guys had lots of flooding here. All my way home, there was flooding, like tons of exits that were closed, and I saw lots of truck drivers that were just sitting on the side of the road like, where do I go? Because I can't exit. If you would like to help, you can just text Red Cross, all one word, Red Cross to 90999. That's an automatic $10 donation to the American Red Cross Disaster Relief. Also over the weekend, Patrick Mahomes had his big 15 in Mahomes Foundation. It's the Golf Classic, and they had a big gala, and Travis Kelce was there with Taylor Swift. That was fun all by itself, just to see them dressed up and at the event together. And then Travis Kelce hopped up on stage and had a surprise auction item.
I was just talking to my significant other, and we might have one other auction item that wasn't on the docket. Has anybody heard of the Eras Tour?
No.
There might be a fun gig where there are four tickets to the New Orleans, Miami, or Indianapolis dates when the Eras Tour comes back to the United States.
That's amazing.
He called her his significant other. That's wonderful. And those tickets got $80,000. My favorite, if you watch the videos all over social media, where they're all waving their flags and the auctioneer's getting them riled up, and he's like, keep in mind that Taylor Swift is in this room cheering you on right now.
I believe those tickets, too, are going to be where Travis and Taylor's dad, you know, the family little tent?
Oh, that'd be nice.
That's where I think the winners are going to be.
Very cool. And finally, a new poll asked people, when you encounter cute things like animals or babies, how often do you feel an urge to squeeze them? 19% said always. 10% have zero desire to squeeze anything cute. There's no details about what's in the middle, but I'm assuming that's where people say, I want to eat them, Tara?
That's where I'm
at.
That's your go-to.
Eat the kids.
The demographic of people least likely to restrain themselves and squeeze cute things, that's Gen Z women. For some reason, living out west, they like to squeeze babies. And then the demographic who doesn't want anything to do with cute babies or animals, men aged 45 and older living in the Midwest.
Living in Briarcliff.
Yep. That's what's trending on Mix.
Oh, jeez. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. In case you missed it, this happened this past weekend.
I was just talking to my significant other. And we might have one other auction item that wasn't on the docket. Has anybody heard of the Eras Tour?
No.
Of course, Travis Kelce, who attended Patrick Mahomes' 15 in the Mahomes weekend, really, they had the Golf Classic and then they had the big gala.
Big weekend.
Yeah, he offered up as kind of a surprise four tickets to see Taylor Swift's Eras Tour at a couple of different venue options. It raised $80,000 in all. I think they raised over $600,000 at that charity this weekend.
What a great charity it is.
Yes. Super cool.
All right, we're about to do this, and I'm a little nervous because Trisha laughed at me when I was rehearsing.
It was
Fort Rock
a loving
Theater.
Laugh.
First,
it was
let
a
me tell you
laugh.
The prize that you can win. Okay. What Rock is talking about is Rocket and Teresa Theater. He has not seen the movie, and there's a really hard word in the scene that's possibly made up. So if you can identify this movie, you'll get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center Friday, May 10th. Plus, you will get a Made in KC gift card to use at Bubbles at Briarcliff this Saturday. It's going to be a ton of fun, 11 to 3. So many fun things to do. But first, you'll have to hear Rocket's rendition of this movie.
All right. I am not even confident in this right now.
You shouldn't be.
Lights. Camera. Action.
Hey, it's my favorite fireball.
That flooded tunnel? It goes to the main terminal?
Okay.
Do you still want to see a Vivavoo story?
Okay, we'll take it. Wait, I'm supposed to get in there?
The air should last
at least 20 minutes.
Why does anyone get to tell you what you can do in your life?
Ugh. And scene.
Vivavoo story?
I wrote it phonetically for
Vivavoo Rocket. Vivavoo story? Vivavoo story?
He's definitely not French in this scene.
Viva Ustara?
Nope, not country either. You can get there.
Viva Ustara.
You're leaving out so many letters.
Oh, I didn't see the
That's what you missed, Tara. We were practicing before this off air. It's Vivasteria, correct?
Yes.
And Rocky goes, Vivasteri?
Well, there's a question mark. There's a question mark at the end. I'm
there
like,
was a big pause between the word and
By the way, I don't even know the movie. You have to tell if it's right or wrong. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
What's the movie, Elizabeth?
Elemental.
Great job. Do you have children?
What'd you say?
Do you have children?
Yes, he's with me in the car, throwing fist pump.
Can he say Vivasteria?
Say Vivasteria.
Sure. First try.
Oh, kid's just showing off. First try,
he nails it. Elemental.
I'm elemental right now.
That kid's throwing shade at you,
right? He is.
Rocket's always a little elemental. So, because you guys got that right, you get a pair of tickets to see NF at the T-Mobile Center May 10th and a Made in KC gift card to use at Bubbles at Briarcliff this weekend.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, real quick, tell us your son's name.
Wyatt.
Cool. I love that name.
Later, Wyatt. Hey, I'm going to put you on hold. Tell Wyatt hi for me, okay?
I will. Thank you.
That just made my whole day.
By me screwing up the
no,
scene?
No, the fact that he could say it and you can't.
See, I really thought I was doing you a solid by spelling it out phonetically.
No, you know what you're doing. You're very calculated.
I honestly, like, that was legitimate help. Like, I wrote it out.
Teresa knows.
No,
Teresa knows you're calculated in doing that.
No,
and then put a question mark at the end of it.
That's a good question. Do you still want to see Vivasteria? That's a question.
Our last look at tabloids coming up in about 12 minutes.
Rocket will just reenact that movie again. That'll be it.
No, we just announced this morning that Billie Eilish is coming to town, so I will recap and give you all the details that you need to know, and a very sweet moment between Colin Jost and his wife Scarlett Johansson.
We go together. Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Tricia show. Happy Monday. It's great to see the sun out because it was kind of gloomy and cloudy all weekend long.
It was great
long.
All weekend long, and not just here, all over the Midwest. I went to Oklahoma and there was no sun at all.
I feel like it's cozy when there's a thunderstorm, but when it's not raining, let me see the sun. That's exactly how I feel, and I will repeat it all day. I'm glad you asked.
I know a lot of people are asking, what can I do to help the tornado victims? The Red Cross is about the only, to me, the safest and easiest way to donate money.
Yeah, you can just text Red Cross, all one word, to 90999, and that's just an automatic $10 donation, and that goes to their disaster relief.
And if you saw the videos, they're going to need it.
Yep. Exciting news today. We announced that Billie Eilish is coming to Kansas City for the Hit Me Hard and Soft tour. She's going to be at T-Mobile Center on Saturday, November 16th. There's a special American Express presale tomorrow, but then tickets go on sale on May 3rd. That's Friday, correct? I believe at 2 p.m. And then remember, her new album drops on May 17th.
Super excited for this tour.
I am too. A rare look at Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's daughters, Sunday and Faith, over the weekend. They were at the big AFI event where Nicole received the Lifetime Achievement Award. And Saturday Night Live's Colin Jost, one of my favorites, he roasted President Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner Saturday night. And we'll stay away from all the politics, but I thought this was a really sweet moment between Colin and his wife, Scarlett Johansson.
I want to thank my wife for enduring lots of jokes and for agreeing to individually meet everyone in this room right after the ceremony. That's really special, honey. Thank you. Don't be shy. Come right up. She hates privacy.
You know, here's the thing. I never knew that they were
married.
You
didn't know that?
No.
They do a lot of stuff. Anytime I see them together, I feel like he's roasting her somehow. They seem to have a really great sense of humor in their relationship.
But it makes sense now, every now and then when she pops up on SNL.
Well, I believe that's how they met, was when she guest hosted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's your tabloid trash. Save time and money with healthy grab-and-go meals that are delicious from Lean Kitchen KC. Locally owned with four locations, leankitchenkc.bottle.com.
So were you like me over the weekend with all the tornadoes, and there were hundreds of them? Were you like on TikTok watching all the live streams and videos, because there were thousands of those all over the country?
I was watching some of them. I was actually in Oklahoma, only about an hour or so north of Sulphur, the one that hit really hard. And so honestly, I was awake just waiting to go to the cellar. My dad has a cellar that's outside, the kind that you have to run around and go find in the woods.
It's so funny. You know, not really funny, but when you watch videos of Oklahoma, you and I lived there when some of the big ones happened. Mm-hmm. And now it's like literally almost every home has some kind of tornado shelter now.
Unless you're my dad, who likes to live in ignorance, and he says, oh, nothing ever hits down here. We're fine.
Okay, Dad.
Where is your dad from? That sounds like such a Midwest dad.
I think it's just men in general. A lot of just men like, are like, fine. You know what? It's fine. It won't hit us, or we'll just stand on our porch and watch it.
So you say it sounds like a Midwest dad, because I'm watching these videos, and I'm seeing all this, and the kids are screaming, and the wife's getting in the house. I'll be there in a minute. And he's just like, oh, boy. Oh, oh, oh. Out in the middle of the tornado.
When we had real threats when I was little, my dad would always stand outside and stare out the backyard. And it would drive me and my sisters crazy. Like, get inside, Dad. This is a real threat. And also, what if it comes from the front of the house? Okay? What are you looking at back there? We don't know anything. Stay safe, Midwest dads.
Yeah, it's just the debris. You have to be careful because you don't know where the debris is going to be coming from.
No, it just, what scared me was that my dad is in such a wooded rural area at a lake in Oklahoma. I don't even know if he would hear sirens. I don't know if there's any probably close not to his house or if they would even go off. And then you're just praying, well, hopefully I'll get an alert on my phone if something's coming at
right.
me.
But I know a lot of people are wondering, you know, what can I do to help?
Yeah, the easiest way is just to text the Red Cross. Red Cross, all one word, and just text it to 90999. And that's just an automatic $10 donation.
Right. Hey, also, in case you missed it, we had a concert announcement a little over an hour ago.
Yes, you guys, Billie Eilish is coming to Kansas City. Going to be at T-Mobile Center on Saturday, November 16th. This is the Hit Me Hard and Soft, the tour. There's a special American Express presale tomorrow, and then general sale is on Friday, May 3rd. And the entire new album is going to drop, and the album's called Hit Me Hard and Soft, and it comes out May 17th.
Good morning, KC. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. On the way, All-American Rejects and Doja Cat. But we need to talk about the announcement that we had about an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, Billie Eilish announced her Hit Me Hard and Soft tour. And this is big, you guys. She's going to be in North America, Europe, UK, Ireland, and Australia. That's going to be a huge tour, and she's coming through Kansas City, the T-Mobile Center on Saturday, November 16th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, and then remember, the album, Hit Me Hard and Soft, comes out May 17th.
I cannot wait to hear her new music, and this is one show that when we found out about it, I'm like, oh, I totally forgot that she was planning to work on a tour.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen her before in concert?
No, I've seen footage of her, like in documentaries, and it's like, she's amazing. The crowd, they're just obsessed with her.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
All right, Steve Serrano is coming up next, but before we leave, we always do this.
Can I just say this is probably going to be one of my favorite all-time second looks.
Should I walk out the room?
No.
Viva Ustari?
I wrote it phonetically for
Viva
Rocket.
Viva Ustari! Viva Ustari!
He's definitely not French in this scene.
Oh. Viva Ustar?
Nope, not country either. You can get there.
Viva Ustar.
You're leaving out so many letters. Ring.
Oh, I didn't see the By the way, I don't even know the movie. You have to tell if it's right or wrong. Good morning, Mix. Who's this?
Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth.
What's the movie, Elizabeth?
Elemental.
Great job. Do you have children?
Yes, he's with me in the car, throwing fist pumps.
Can he say Vivasteria?
Vivisteria.
Show off. First try.
Show off, kid.
Wyatt showed you up.
Well, don't give me a script that I don't know the movie.
She showed us the clip before we did it.
I don't remember
and
that.
And she spelled out the word phonetically.
Yeah.
But then there was like, it cut off and then there was like.
It didn't cut off.
I think your eyeballs cut off.
Yeah. Or your brain. Happens sometimes to the best of us. We've all been there.
Kansas City. Till tomorrow.
You know when people wake up out of a coma and they suddenly have a French accent or can speak Spanish?
Or like, I don't know, someone who was born and raised in Kansas has a Southern accent like
that's
you.
That's me when I was little. Yes.
Have a wonderful day. You deserve it.
God bless.
Be kind.
Show's over.
And we're done.
We've already run out of time again.
And this is where we say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't say goodbye.
Who'd like to hang around and help clean up?
That ended well.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.